In the beginning of my search to uncover the cause of my insistent sugar cravings, I began paying attention to all sorts of strange maladies that I'd previously chosen to ignore. Some symptoms had become so familiar, such as bloat after eating, on and off itchy ears and throat, skin issues, and indigestion, that I assumed I would experience them my entire life. Other symptoms were relatively new: chronic fatigue, scattered thoughts, inability to focus, and an insatiable appetite. I started following possible health clues and researching how these issues, as well as symptoms of low blood sugar, despite my constant snacking, might be connected. In making changes one piece at a time, I started to uncover the intricate causes of my own myriad of ever-increasing, interwoven digestive health problems. Many of the studies I found were buried in academic journals and required a large amount of time to digest. Pun intended. At times, I found it necessary to look up medical terms in order to decipher the applicability of these studies to my own life. Study after study was pointing in the same direction. All my symptoms could be connected back to a deficiency of beneficial microbes in the gut and an overgrowth of pathogenic flora. Researching this further through a medical anthropological lens, I discovered that the average American adult has roughly 1,200 different species of bacteria residing in their gut, while the average Amerindian living in the Amazon of Venezuela has closer to 1,600 species. This gap might just be the key to addressing the epidemic of chronic conditions we face in the United States, compared to the diminutive amount of chronic illness found in less developed countries. In fact, some of the most common foods in the Western diet have been scientifically proven to wreak havoc on our delicate microbial ecosystem and further reduce the number of beneficial microbes residing there, which can trigger a host of other problems, such as a surge in pathogenic fungi. In an attempt to reflect on my own sugar habits and stress, which were beginning to feel beyond my control, I began to seek comfort in mindfulness through meditation and yoga. By turning to these practices rather than to sweets, I found myself beginning to understand the mechanisms in my mind behind my compulsion to eat sweets. I also found myself less critical after overdosing on cookies or other tempting sugar-stuffed snacks. I started to gain more clarity and focus as I recommitted myself again and again to cutting back on sugary foods, taking care of my microbiome, and connecting with my body through yoga and mindfulness to regain my whole health. As I gained an awareness of the many species of beneficial flora that live within me and how to foster their growth, and turned away from sugar and other foods fostering the growth of pathogenic flora, I was able to remap my gut ecology, shed weight, and feel a decade younger. Over time, people took notice of a change in my appearance and energy. They wanted to know what I'd done. The ring of belly fat I'd carried around my waist since childhood seemed to evaporate without any extra exercise or effort, and my face regained its rosy complexion. My foggy thinking disappeared, my anxiety dwindled, and I stopped getting regular infections. I felt more lively and energetic than ever. I was sleeping better at night and living a more colorful existence during the day. I even found a deeper sense of inner peace and trust in my everyday choices. Best of all, my sugar cravings were gone, and I felt confident in my food choices. For the first time in my life, I could trust my body's signals. I had a renewed faith in my natural ability to gauge what I needed to eat and to maintain my new state of health. Now, years after clearing up my health conditions, starting my own health coaching practice, and helping others experience the same benefits to their health and energy as I did years ago, I've condensed all I learned into the following chapters of this book. I hope that my story and the stories of others, backed up with the latest research, can help you reclaim a connection to your body's inner cues